What happens when you give away your most valuable asset for free? Most business advisors would call it financial suicide. Yet in 2006, Ted took that exact risk, posting 6 conference talks online for anyone to watch. The result? Their website traffic exploded into the millions, transforming an exclusive conference into a global movement. This wasn't just good luck. It revealed something profound about how generosity works in our connected age. Unlike the zero-sum exchanges of the past, today's acts of kindness can multiply exponentially, reaching people you'll never meet and creating ripples you'll never witness. The question isn't whether generosity can spread like wildfire, it's whether we're brave enough to light the match. 3 seismic shifts have transformed generosity. First, what we value has fundamentally changed. Throughout history, gifts meant transferring physical objects, food, tools, land. Today, our most precious assets are increasingly non-material: knowledge, ideas, inspiration, connection. Second, non-material gifts scale infinitely. Mailing a DVD once cost $2 per person. Today, sharing that same video costs 1/10,000th of that amount. Books, music, software, educational content, all can reach millions instantly at virtually no cost. Third, everyone is watching. In small villages throughout history, reputation shaped survival. No one could afford to be seen as greedy. As societies grew larger and more anonymous, some could hide selfish behavior. Now the internet has created an infinite village where a single generous act can be witnessed by millions within hours, while selfish behavior faces devastating consequences. Together, these forces make generosity not just morally right, but strategically brilliant. In 2019, a couple gave $2 million to complete strangers, $10,000 each to 200 people across 7 countries. The mystery experiment had one rule: spend it within 3 months and report back. Recipients spent only 1/3 on themselves, giving away the rest. Even low-income recipients donated 2/3. Lydia from Indonesia gave nearly everything to colleagues and charities. Sarah, a UK tech executive, created 20 mini-grants despite facing her own tax bill. Kirk turned his gift into $27,000 through matching funds. Scientific analysis revealed donations brought significantly more pleasure than personal spending. The researchers estimated the couple's $2 million created a 200-fold multiplier of happiness compared to what they could have experienced personally, proving that financial gifts combined with internet-powered audacity create ripple effects traditional charity could never achieve. Infectious generosity extends far beyond money. The most powerful examples involve gifts of time, attention, talent, and connection that create extraordinary ripple effects. Shift attention. Joshua Coombs offered free haircuts to homeless people on London streets, but the real gift was connection. He heard their stories and shared them on Instagram with hashtag DoSomethingForNothing, inspiring a movement across 14 countries that helps people see the invisible. Build bridges. In our polarized world, reaching out to those we disagree with represents profound generosity. Organizations like Braver Angels encourage respectful dialogue, while Taiwan's VTaiwan uses digital platforms to find common ground, leading to simplified regulations both sides supported. Share knowledge. Saul Khan exemplified this through Khan Academy, which began as math tutoring for his cousin and grew into a platform with over 2 billion lesson views. As Thomas Jefferson noted, "He who lights his candle at mine receives light without darkening me." Build bridges. In our polarized world, reaching out to those we disagree with represents profound generosity. Organizations like Braver Angels encourage respectful dialogue, while Taiwan's VTaiwan uses digital platforms to find common ground, leading to simplified regulations both sides supported. Share knowledge. Saul Khan exemplified this through Khan Academy, which began as math tutoring for his cousin and grew into a platform with over 2 billion lesson views. As Thomas Jefferson noted, "He who lights his candle at mine receives light without darkening me." Enable connections. A thoughtful introduction might take minutes but change someone's life. Waqas Ali and Sidra Qasim's journey from rural Pakistani shoemakers to founders of Adams demonstrates this power. A visitor's introduction eventually led to a $100,000 Kickstarter campaign. Extend hospitality. Whether through Danish hygge or traditional dinner parties, hospitality creates powerful human connections. Center gatherings on meaningful questions, like what have you seen recently that gives you hope? Create enchantment. Lily Ye left her art professor career to transform a derelict Philadelphia plot into the Village of Arts and Humanities, an art park so enchanting it attracted busloads of tourists and launched her mission bringing beauty to downtrodden communities worldwide. Media algorithms exploit our threat detection bias, promoting outrage while goodness seems boring. The solution? Make generosity compelling and goosebump-inducing. Five catalysts spread goodness infectiously. Unlock real emotion. Mr. Beast built 100 million subscribers filming extravagant generosity, like 1,000 blind people seeing after cataract surgery. Get insanely creative. Friends in Tokyo dressed as samurai warriors, dramatically stabbing litter with swords. Gomi Hiroi Samurai inspired similar efforts across Japan. Dig deep for courage. Daryl Davis, an African-American musician, befriended a KKK leader to understand racial hatred, eventually convincing him to leave. Reach out and collaborate. During COVID, band OK Go created All Together Now, donating profits to healthcare charity. A teacher's sheet music request sparked thousands contributing art and music globally. Build an amplifier. Amy Wolf's 20-yard signs with messages like, "You got this," exploded into a movement spanning every U.S. state and 24 countries, including saving a man who saw "Don't give up" while driving to end his life. When facing overwhelming global needs, we dodge responsibility with phrases like, "There's only so much we can do." We need a clear norm that spurs action without imposing unlimited moral burden. Religious traditions offer guidance. Judaism and Christianity suggest tithing 10% of income, while Islam requires zakat at 2.5% of wealth annually. These provide clarity, significant but manageable giving. Consider pledging annually a higher of 10% of your income or 2.5% of your net worth. Start with 3% and add a percentage point each time your income rises. If just one-third of potential pledgers participated, we could raise $3.5 trillion annually, enough to end world hunger, defeat tuberculosis, HIV, and malaria, free modern-day slaves, resettle refugees, provide universal clean water and energy, ensure universal education, and eliminate extreme poverty. Rather than breeding guilt, committed generosity becomes a pathway to joy. These percentages remain manageable for most people while creating transformative global impact. In March 2020, Catherine Barrett's Kindness Pandemic Facebook group exploded to over 500,000 members worldwide after a neighbor left tissues with a simple note. One act sparked a movement affecting hundreds of thousands. The internet's problems stem from platforms optimizing for engagement without distinguishing between a reflective selves and instinctive impulses. Engineers built products for ad revenue, inadvertently creating systems that feed our worst instincts. We can transform our online experience by sharing kindness, amplifying inspiration, breaking filter bubbles, and responding with grace when attacked. Social media companies could help by prioritizing genuine welfare, ending anonymity to restore accountability, and engaging our reflective minds. By bringing our generous selves online, we shift social norms so nastiness becomes the outlier. Give creatively, courageously, and collaboratively, and discover unprecedented happiness. One small act ripples outward to touch countless lives. In doing so, we don't just change the world. We change ourselves.